Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. It is Rise at Sunrise, July 15th, 2024. And God has a message for you to reach down into your soul today. If you would turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. God has chosen you and made you his holy people. He loves you, so your new life should be like this. Show mercy to others. Be kind, humble, gentle, and patient. The message that God wants you to get into your soul today, listen carefully. Do you remember your new life as you look at your old life and take that new life and give it to other people? Do you remember your new life? As you look at your old life, take your new life and give it to other people. Choose to incorporate into your daily lives as a believer in Christ, showing mercy to others. Be kind, be humble, be gentle, be patient, not only to yourself, but to others. Allow compassion to be a garment for ourselves and to others, as it is a caring response to someone else's distress. Choose patience today at all times to yourselves and to others. Patience will allow you to be able to endure the difficulties without complaining. Do you remember your old life as you transition into your new life and with others? Our lives beginning today should be filled with caring for others, helping others, fulfilling needs, putting others first, and always serving with a positive attitude and without complaining. Remember your own boundaries as you're dealing with other people. Conversely, we are too put off or should be careful to avoid indifference into hurting other people. We should not hinder others pridefully, thinking that we are better or more important. We're all God's people, so we're all important. We must pay careful attention to how we speak, how harshly or carelessly, and be obedient to what God has called us to do. In your speech, are you merciful and forgiveness of yourself? Rise today. Do you remember your old life as you transition into your new life with each other? Remember the compassion that our Heavenly Father showed us by sending His Son, Jesus. We can't live a perfect life, but we can choose compassion, choose kindness, choose humility, choose gentleness, and patience daily. And when we allow our flesh to overtake us, we can rest in the grace and in the mercy of a Father who is quick to forgive. So in closing, let us pray. Heavenly Father, Triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we are so grateful for the opportunity to read and study your word. Thank you for rising us up today from the inside out. Thank you for the gift of your word. May we never take for granted being able to come before you each day with open hearts and open minds. As we ask that you help us look more at you each day, we ask that you would guide us as we clothe ourselves with your compassion, your kindness, your humility, your gentleness, and your patience. Let us not be overcome by the desires of our flesh. Help us to flee from the temptation that's all around us, saying no to allowing pride to creep into our thoughts and into our actions. And when we sin, help us to quickly get back up, seek forgiveness before you and those who we've offended. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to this word. May it get into your soul. And may you constantly remember throughout the day that you have a new life in Christ. Old you is no more, and we are not going to let it succumb to our spirit anymore. To God be the glory. Oganafa Oluwa Lamari Amadi. Selah.